Honestly, I wish I was a singer. I always wish, because obviously we were dancers. Did you ever want to be a singer?
No. The only reason I wanted to be a singer because you get your own cabin on the ship. You didn't have to share.
Oh, yeah, fair.
Yeah.
I always wanted to be a singer because I always wanted to be able to just like belt out a tune.
Even the singer dancers had to share cabins.
Yeah.
Scandalo.
Yeah.
Wow. I always wanted to be a singer. And also for a while there, because on our ship, there was a magician.
A magician?
No one said I wanted to be a magician. Magic. But he had like, actually, when I think about it now, I don't think they allow it these days. He had like animals. He had like rabbits and birds and stuff.
On the ship?
On the ship, yeah.
How did you? I don't think they can do that now.
Well, no, I don't think they can now, but they did then. But there was, it was probably quite cruel, the animals, when you think about it.
Yeah, in a cage, like in his cabin.
In his cabin, yeah. Not
never
great.
Seen sun or light.
Yeah, no, like on reflection.
So the rabbit looks
one
sick.
Of those things. It's one of those things where you reflect on it now and now you realise that was not the right thing. Also, I didn't employ the man. I didn't put them.
No, it's not anyway. On you. That's not
but
on you.
But also what was kind of gas was he used to, like when we... Okay, so this maybe is on us. We'd get drunk. We had our own entertainers mess. Like it was a little space on the ship.
Entertainers
mess. And when we were drunk, we'd say to the magician, go on, go down and get the rabbit. And we'd bring the rabbit up and be like playing with the rabbit when we were locked, like in the mess.
That is on you.
Yeah, I think the magician got drunk one night as well and forgot to put the rabbit back down. There was a big panic the next morning being like, has the rabbit escaped?
Yeah, very good. Yeah.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah, so maybe they don't allow that anymore.
I don't think they do. No, you probably need a license.
I wonder what he's doing now, that man. Is he still a magician,
Instagram.
I wonder?
The Instagram magician. Do you know his name?
Peter.
Ah, Peter the magician.
That was literally his name. That was his stage
Peter
name.
Peter the magician.
Peter the magician.
That's
he's a very nice man.
Iconic, isn't it?
I wonder, is he still like doing kids' parties and shit?
I do think the people who are doing kids' parties are... you're a special type of person if that's your job.
Yeah,
really
he was a very nice man. We did...
like Elsa is coming into your backyard and rolling
did
in
the
a
ships a few times. Oh yeah, anyone who does those kids' parties deserves like a Nobel Peace Prize or something.
Yeah,
like, definitely they need a pay rise. That's number one thing that they need. But wild, yeah.
And they're always part of like a firm. So there's probably like 50 Elsas milling around Dublin somewhere.
Oh, yeah.
Singing
yeah.
Let It Go.
Yeah, fair.
Do you know? Isn't it mad how much Elsa has, like, stayed on, like...
Yeah, because she hasn't had a movie out for a while.
No. Everyone's still mad about her. Let It Go.
But,
you're
like, when
home.
You think about it, when was the last time Cinderella brought out a movie?
Cinderella.
Do you know what I mean?
Day. Oh, the new one with Billy Porter as the fairy godmother.
Yeah, but before then, there was... For 20 years, there hadn't been a Cinderella.
That's true.
So, you know...
Yeah.
And like, there hasn't been a Snow White. Well, there was.
No, there was.
Didn't go down well. Earlier, there was issues with your woman Rachel Ziegler. Anyway, as we talk about all the things of childhood and being a child, I think it's actually time we spoke a little bit about growing up.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to welcome people back.
To our hot take.
Welcome back to Glow Home. It's our hot take, which is our bonus episode. And today, as like I...
We're adulting.
We're adulting. And I have turned...
Hardcore adulting.
I have turned 40 this year, and it seems that adulting has become a lot more serious now.
Mm.
Like it's... Like we're... There's, things are boring.
Yeah.
But also, there are so many things to consider. Recently, myself and Paul... were with our solicitor and basically he asked us, did we have a will? Which, like, obviously we do need to have a will. We need to get a will. Fine. But we didn't realize actually how important it was that we get a will ASAP because there's one implication that I had not thought about. We talk about being dinks, double income, no kids all the time. But there's also a weird implication in that if, when we die.
Yeah.
So apparently if, which I hadn't considered, people might be listening to this being like, yeah, obviously. I didn't know this. Basically, me and Paul both died. This is such a uplifting episode. If we
are dead. No, when we are dead, this is what they have to think about.
But basically, if we both died in an accident, apparently they look to see who would have died first. And then basically, because we're married, if let's say I died first, That means that all of my assets and everything that I own
goes to me,
goes to Paul, because I died 2 minutes before him. And then everything that we own together, as in like, because everything I own has gone to Paul, will then automatically go to Paul's family, and my family would get nothing.
Yeah.
Because I died first. Right.
Yeah.
Which probably isn't how we would want it to happen.
Jesus,
we want to make
sure
everyone's looked after.
No.
And basically we have to decide where our, well, because of my outrageous net worth, according to the Daily Mail, we really need to work out where the funds go.
Where they go.
Yeah.
Where will they go?
I think we should leave some to a dog charity.
Yeah, we should.
Because obviously Penny
to
will
Linda Martin's dog charity.
I don't know if Linda Martin's still around. But
Dogs Trust. They do
Dogs
work.
Trust. Linda Martin will live on forever. I'm joking. But Penny's going to outlive us because she's never going to die.
She's never going to die.
She is never going to die. So therefore, we will leave some money to look after Penny. And then like our nieces and nephews. Like I don't think my sisters need it anymore.
Yeah, we
Denise's
need to set the kids
and the
up.
Nephews.
Need to set the kids up. And then if Connor has any.
I think where the real discussion will come is where my beauty collection will be going.
It's going to Lily.
Lily will absolutely take
She's the only girl so far.
I know.
Do you know?
No.
And she'll sell it on Vinted.
She probably will. So the reason this has kind of come up in the adulting thing has come up because one of my friends, I don't know if she'll want me to give her name, so I won't say it. Texted me
you
today.
You know who you are.
Saying, would I mind becoming her enduring power of attorney? And I'm also one of the executors on her will, which is a weird thing. She doesn't have any brothers or sisters and one of her parents has already passed. So she's like, in case her mother isn't around, she needs someone else to be that person. And it's kind of like
it's
a
really
funny
tough,
thing because I'm like, God, we do need to start like thinking about these things just in case. Just in case, obviously we're going to live very long, healthy life. But there's more and more conversation about this type of stuff and it kind of freaks me out a bit.
Yeah, my mom did that. Do you know if you go mad, you get dementia?
Enduring power of attorney.
What my mom made us do a few weeks ago, me and Connor.
It's a popular thing these days.
Yeah, but you can do it for free. I'll ask my mom and I'll put it in the show notes, but there's a website that you go on and all that cost to you is to go and see your doctor to sign it, to say that you're of right mind, and your solicitor to sign it, but your sister mightn't charge you. Mom's solicitor didn't charge her just to sign the document. Shopped her in a big bouquet of stuff.
Emer is doing it through some website as well.
Yeah.
So anyway,
it's free.
There you go. Yeah. It's free. Apparently you can pay your enduring power.
Yeah, you can. Yeah,
so
yeah.
So basically Emer is like, you can pay the person to do that job for you, but she said, but I'm not paying you.
Oh.
And I said, okay.
Susan wasn't paying me either.
No. She was just like, you're not getting paid. You're just doing it because you're my friend. I was like, okay, Grant, that's fair.
That's fine. That's honored.
That's
fair. To
and she said, apparently when you're doing the enduring power attorney, you have to write out exactly what you would want. So you're just really following their directions.
Yeah. You're just making sure it happens.
Yeah. And she like has rules, like if she gets paralyzed from the neck down, etc. And yeah, there's things that have to happen.
Oh, right. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Where are we?
Yeah. She wants me to wax her legs and stuff for her.
Oh, very good. Hairy bush.
But So there's that. There's the will has to happen. So many things.
I don't know. Like,
we talk more about like just the most mundane, boring, administrative heavy things.
Changing mortgage.
Sorry, have you seen all this thing with everyone with the census as well?
Oh, sorry.
This feels very adult coded.
My mom sent me, that's your phone. My mom sent me my granddad's from 1926 and there was 10 of them living in a 2-bed house.
That's wild.
Isn't that wild?
So what does it look like when you do
I'll show it to you now.
So basically, for people who don't know, the 2026 census came out. For some reason, it's a new format where you can go back and check like your heritage type stuff.
I don't know where she put it. Oh yeah, there. There, look, that's what it looks like. It's like a really long birth cert. Isn't that wild?
Wild.
Yeah. And it has like, it has all the detail, who they are.
So bizarre.
What apparently I find funny is like they used to code their date of birth by going like 47 years, 9 months and 2 days.
So
isn't
weird.
That wild?
Oh, so like the year first?
Yeah.
Wild. I'm going to do this. I wonder if my mom be shaking in her boots in case she has like kids and stuff she hasn't told me about. Do you know what I mean? I wonder, is this going to throw up like loads of issues for people being like, hold on, what's going on here?
But it's only a moment in time in the house at that stage. Is that not what it is?
No, like this is the whole thing with this. People are finding all sorts of things. You can search your whole family history on there.
Oh.
I think.
Interesting.
Yeah, because like Roz Purcell did a reel about it today, because basically it was one of our friends sent it into our WhatsApp group. And was like, oh my God, I've lost my life. I've spent half my day like going through all of this stuff and thing. But Roz Purcell put up a reel being like, oh, it was so interesting. I'm like, went and like looked to see back all like through my family history. And we've all been in this one part of Tipperary for like most of our lives. But then also I had this great granddad who either sold his house or did something to get a boat ticket to America and stuff. Like, wow. So there's loads of information she was able to find. I'm paraphrasing. I'm not sure that's exactly what happened, but okay. She was giving like the rundown. So yeah, if you are an adult like us and boring, look up the census 2026.
Mark and Paul are going to go up to bed to read the census of 2026.
And that is how you know you're old. Now an old boring bastard.
Yeah.
Like, if you're excited by the census.
I'm not excited by the census. Is it like a time capsule?
No, Paul, it's when the census.
What is
the
census?
Did we do the census?
I can't remember us doing a census in a while. We must be due one now.
No, because this is the...
Yeah, because the last census was in our old house.
Is it every 4 years?
Yeah, it must be. So I think this year is the year of the census.
It's the year of the census.
Yeah.
Okay, there you go. I don't know.
Get your
will. I think
will.
That's factually incorrect.
Get your power of attorney. Do your census.
Yeah, and just have a glass of wine and just... Don't get stressed.
Don't get stressed.
Don't get stressed.
Don't get stressed. Don't change your mortgage.
I will say, so...
Sorry.
What?
Did you see that permanent TSB are being bought over by another bank?
Fuck off.
Every single fucking bank we go to get bought over.
But hold on, my sister has just gotten her mortgage with them.
Nothing is changing. But they always say that and then suddenly in a year's time everything changes. But yes.
I can't change mortgage again. I can't do it.
It'll be easier.
No, you say that. I physically cannot do it.
Well, it'll be easier. Easier. It'll be grand. I'm grand, man. Be fine.
No. Not doing it.
Yeah. So that is life adulting.
Life adulting. Don't boring. Recommend it. It is really boring. But now, to be fair,
boring.
I will say, right, so let's take Saturday night. We are very boring. We don't get to see our friends very often. When we do, and we go out and we have a few drinks, we are great crack.
We are great crack.
And it is so good to catch up with everyone. And you have such a laugh. That part's really good.
And it's good when Paul is drunk.
And also, I think we probably didn't appreciate it as much when we were younger because you used to see them all the time because people didn't have kids.
We used to live together.
Yeah, we used to live together. And also, like, I suppose you didn't celebrate your time together as much. Whereas now it's such a treat to go out and see people.
And even we hadn't seen the girls. This was like the longest time we didn't see each other. I think the last time we were all together was the 28th of November.
Oh, us a scandalous.
It's a lot.
I don't think that's correct.
I've seen them, some of them independently in different things, but as a seven.
When did you go to the drag brunch?
There was four of us. That wasn't the whole group.
Oh, you didn't invite the others?
They weren't invited. We're very good in, we have like three or four dates a year where all the seven of us are committed to go. And then when things happen.
Saturday was like a big one though. Cause like sometimes like you go and like you'll be back in like 2 hours.
Yeah.
But like this time you were rosé in.
Well, because we were meeting you in town.
So you made everyone stay out and drink wine until you're ready?
No, I didn't make everyone, but two of them left after brunch. And then, actually, the Ivy was really bad.
In what way?
Service was really bad. They moved us from the table after an hour and a half, which is fine. if the restaurant was busy. The restaurant was empty.
I don't understand when that
and
happens.
And then they moved us to, like, we had two full bottles of wine that then we had to go and sit by the bar.
At the bar?
At the bar. And then nobody was put into our seats. Like, nobody was.
So weird.
And, like, we would have stayed there longer if we had just had the table.
Mm.
I just found it bizarre. Like, it was, it definitely was not busy. And there was multiple tables that larger groups could have been put on.
Mm.
And they just didn't do it. Which I thought was really shit.
I don't know what to tell you, husband. I don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
I do find it wild when, like, or when you come into a restaurant and you don't have a reservation and the place is completely empty. Like, we walked away from this.
Reservation?
I don't know if we can fit you in. I'm like, the entire place is empty. There's not one person here.
The chef is out here on the floor because he's not cooking food.
And I've actually, when people do that and the place is empty, instead of like being like, oh, are you sure you don't have a table? I'm just like, okay, goodbye. I'm like, yeah, goodbye, gone, you absolute done. Lunatics.
Wild.
Wild.
Don't know what it is.
I'll head off to McDonald's and get a little Big Mac.
Head off to McDonald's.
Yeah.
And get chicken nuggets.
Biggie Mackey. Biggie Mackey.
Biggie Mackey and chicken
when
nuggets.
When did we have that? I got you spicy chicken nuggets last time.
That was on Friday.
Friday.
Yeah.
Was it good?
Yeah, spicy chicken nuggets were good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I couldn't find the regular ones. That's the only reason I got them.
Oh.
There you go.
Yeah, they were good. They were very spicy.
Spicy.
Yeah.
Spicy, so spicy.
I really, Deliveroo and McDonald's is not the winning combination.
I know,
it really
like,
isn't.
Don't really have an option.
I know.
Don't really have an option. Anyway, adulting.
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Like, apparently we have to start organising our funerals now. Like, do you know what
oh,
I mean?
My mum has a lovely book for you for that.
For organising your own funeral?
Yeah, you can pick everything out. So that it's really stopped families from fighting. So you get to put all the music, all the readings, everything that you want done. It's like an order of service.
Readings I want are like, as blessed with the body of the goddesses. Have you any idea how this is?
Yeah. So you could do that.
Great.
Yeah.
But I want it done in like a very...
In a spoken word.
Like, but like in a very solemn, like, I was blessed by the body of
or like
goddesses.
Gollum.
I was blessed with the party of goddesses. I actually do think like I don't put something random in my like funeral plans. Be like, I'd like Paul to do my eulogy as Gollum.
As Gollum, yes.
He was a great man. He had a nice ring.
Because Gollum, Lord of the Rings.
Okay, I didn't know what you were talking about there. I do. So anyway, that's it. Adulting, don't do it.
My Gollum impression is very good, isn't it?
It is very good.
Might
also,
take people,
what I will
I
say
apologize.
Is, you know, like enduring power of attorney is kind of important because it's about your health and like, as in,
we
like, if you
can't
make, you can't make a decision when we're married, so you automatically have enduring power of attorney. It's for right. someone you're not married to. But basically, if I, like, yeah, apart from the enduring power of attorney, like the rest about like what happens to all of our stuff when we die, of course we wanted to go to our nieces and nephews, etc. But to be fair, it's kind of not our problem then because we're dead. So
oh yeah, we don't care.
So like someone will work it out.
Be fine.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's all. I hope you guys enjoyed that. Ending on a high note. Hopefully we don't die before we get a will done and
yeah,
sort all of that,
that
shit out.
We just need to do that.
If anyone has any recommendations on things that we should put in our will, please do let us know.
Oh yeah.
Leave it in the comments and we'll see.
We're going to leave Mark's fortune, his 650,000 fortune in the will.
Yeah. I'm going to leave that. I don't know who I'm going to leave it to. I'm going to leave it to the Dog's Trust, to Linda
the
Martin.
The Dog's Trust.
Give it to Linda
Martin.
okay. Love you guys.
Okay. Bye.
See you in the next one. Bye.